This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday, and then the next day is Saturday, and that's exciting to me. Is that exciting to you? Is it as exciting to you as it is to me? It's crisp outside. It's like a fall kind of day out there. I have the windows open at my house, and I was telling Ryan and Carl earlier in the show that I like to have the house cold so that I can turn the fire on and warm my house with the fire for as long as absolutely possible. It's therapeutic, isn't it?
It's much colder today than it seemed like it should be. I think it was like a 20 degree drop from yesterday.
Wasn't it in the 80s yesterday?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff. What's your favorite season, Ryan?
Yeah, it's fall.
Fall?
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, everything that you love about fall is everything I love about fall.
Right. Pumpkin.
Pumpkins and fires.
Carl, what's your favorite season?
Fall, because hockey season usually starts.
So let's talk about that a little bit here. Carl, your responsibilities, what are your responsibilities with the Blues these days?
There is no season currently. They've already pushed it back. It was supposed to start December 1st, and now they are saying sometime in January.
2021?
Yes.
Do you think that we're close to revisiting normal?
For sporting events?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope so. I want to think so, but I don't think so.
Florida, I believe it was, DeSantis was like, you want to go to a game, you can go to a game. Pulled off restrictions on everything. I will continue to watch what they're doing there. I've said this before, and if you know me and you know the show, you know I have a special place in my heart for Disney World. And the truth of that is because when I go there, I get to put all the crap that I have to talk about and know and study 24 hours a day to be able to do this show. I don't have to do that there. And if that existed somewhere else, I would gladly say, take my money and my anxiety. I'm going to go play. But there is no more stark contrast of state politics than what we are seeing right now between what's taking place in Florida with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Disneyland and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Carl, have you followed a lot of that? Because you're certainly longer of a Disney nerd than I am, but you have your master's degree in that. So.
Thank you. Yes, I'm following it. Newsom sent some, I guess, observers to Florida to see how they're doing it this week. So that's good, but I don't know. Disneyland should be open already. Since Disney World has been open at 25%, I think that land could do it. Except people don't understand, Disney World is a lot bigger than Disneyland.
Larger and expansive.
Right. You can fit Disneyland in Disney World's parking lot. So I understand that. But I think there is a way to do it because Disney's already doing it. And Disney wants to open up. They didn't want to fire 28,000 people 2 weeks ago.
28,000? That's a whole big town. That is a big suburban town.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing of it is, too, Disney World did not eradicate COVID. And any of these other places that are opening up, sporting events that are opening up, they don't eradicate COVID. They just put the responsibility in the hands of people who are going to make good decisions on whether or not they should be there in the first place. And if they're healthy and they are not, you know, if they don't have the virus and they choose to go, they're risking getting the virus by going. And the risk is up to them. Isn't there a reason why in this country we should have some personal say in it? Southern Illinois right now, Ryan, have you seen these reports that Southern Illinois numbers right now are heading in the wrong direction and Pritzker's talking about pushing us back?
I've not seen the numbers. I've seen that Pritzker is on the prowl again. That's all I've seen.
That's
and
a really strange visual.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it that way. Never will again. But I know that he's threatening again, and I've almost avoided it because I just don't want it to be real. That's not a good way to go about things, is it? Is that why you're laughing?
That's like the 2020
that's
slogan.
That's the ostrich.
Yeah. So.
You can stick your head in the sand or up your tail, and it still won't stop it from actually being true, but you can try. But I get it. I mean, at some point, you're like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. I can't stand yet another story of this heading in this direction. Just can't do it. I got another text just at 2:10 from Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah?
More money?
Is it to you, Annie?
I reached out twice. Did you get my messages? Please help my father state allies before tonight's deadline. It's not even creative anymore. This is the same message. That was at 2:10, and I scroll, and I got the other one at 12:19. I reached out twice. Did you get my messages?
The gist of that message is...
Intent, dude.
I'm doing everything. You're doing nothing. What is wrong with me that you're not responding to me?
What happens if you would have given him money? If you would have given him money, would you still be getting the text messages, though?
I don't want to fall into their trap.
Yeah.
You're already in it.
I don't want... I've thought that question. Like... Fine. What's it going to take?
Here's $5. Leave me alone.
If I give you $5, then they'll be like, hey, she had $5. You know she's got five more.
That's what Eric and Don Jr. are saying to each other. Hey.
And Joni.
Hear about
Ernst.
This girl in Metro East St. Louis?
Yeah. She's got $5. She looks like she's worth about $5. Let's go after her.
Do you know anybody else who has
$5? Get Abraham Lincoln from that Annie Fry.
The RNC and DNC's version of Hot or Not. What do you think of this person? Rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 of how much you think they're worth.
$1 to $10.
Yeah. Does Hot or Not still exist? Can it exist in woke 2020?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I have no idea. Can you find out?
I'll look it up right now to see if it still exists.
Hot or Not. Katie's not here. Let's put her on it.
It is still a thing.
It is?
And you can sign up via Facebook.
Tinder? Is it called Hot or Not?
Hotornot.com.
It's still there. It looks like they've morphed into being like an app that you would use for Facebook more than its own site.
A dating site.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same as when we were in college. I think that's changed.
Were you on Hot or Not?
I never put myself on it. Did you?
I think somebody put me on it.
Really?
Yeah, I was an RA at SIU, and I think that somebody put me on it.
As a compliment or not?
I was aware. It wasn't like it wasn't a mean trick. I mean, I knew it was happening and went with it. I don't remember if I was hot or not. So I wonder
if it's a weird idea. I really don't think that you could get away with that now.
But we can.
But it doesn't even look like it's happening anymore, though.
What's not hot in 2020? I mean, everything is like their acceptance is. It's funny because acceptance is what you're supposed to say you do.
Exactly.
But then the entire industry that's peddling that tells you you need to be a size 00, you know, 34D and be able to have your hair be perfect. Like I guess I'm so Midwestern, folks. But, you know, the idea that you could have short hair one day and long hair the next day because you get extensions. You just have access to all of these things when you're very wealthy.
And a personal trainer.
Yeah, and a dietitian or a personalized chef. And then these people go out in front of the world and then they talk about acceptance. And I'm like, your entire job is centered around people liking to look at you. And then you're presenting that to people like everybody needs to. It's like you're setting an unattainable image for, I'm not even going to say young girls, because women see this. I'm 36, I see it. If you're 20 years older than me, the people in Hollywood who are 55 and 65 don't look like they're 55 and 65. And God bless them, bless their hearts. When you are 65, it's okay to look 65. If you're 65 and you look like you're 25, I don't know.
There's
got to be a sweet spot in there.
Yeah,
I'm all for a little bit of Botox. Just let me put this out there for the record. I'm all for doing things that make you feel confident and good for yourself. But it has to be for that reason, not because somebody else has bullied you into thinking that this is what you need to do to yourself. Because at some point, it doesn't become beautiful. It's not. It's obvious. You know
what I'm saying? Jennifer Aniston beautiful?
Yeah, I think so.
Because she's in her 50s now.
She looks a little bit like she's in her 50s. She's got the crow's feet and stuff. But she also has... What is she, a vino or some sort of lotion?
Right.
Moisturizer.
Oh, yeah. No, and I get the whole like pushback on the models that are a size zero and the unattainable beauty thing. I really get that. But the opposite drives me crazy too, where they bring out somebody and they say, oh my gosh, she posted a picture of herself without makeup. We all need to stand and applaud for this person.
Have makeup on. Don't fall for that crap. They're wearing foundation and smoothing everything out. They're not makeupless.
It's just like all of it, the plus size model stuff. It's like it's in reaction to the other way. And to me, none of it matters at all. Maybe it's because I'm a guy, but I just don't care about the way people look enough to either hate it or applaud for it. And I'm told constantly that I need to do one or the other.
Well, Ryan, I'm going to tell you this. When people post makeupless selfies, they're not targeting you even for a fraction of the second. You are not the target demo. We're going to take a quick break because we got Jack on right now. Is that
right?
We
do. He's on the line.
Okay, we're going to go. Let's take a quick break. Carl, if we can make this one a little bit snappier than some of the other ones, that would be great. Jack was in North Carolina at the rally where Trump was. He got locked out of Twitter yesterday because he dared share some of the information that was put out there by the New York Post surrounding Hunter Biden. And he's pretty familiar with this case. Stick around, Jack Posobiec, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
They didn't apologize for doing this. They didn't bother to make up reasonable sounding justifications for it. They just did it, exactly as the Chinese government does. These are monopolies. They have all the power. You have none. They don't have to care what you think, and they don't. This was mass censorship on a scale that America has never experienced, not in 245 years. And it's a threat to all of us. Democracies only function when there is a free exchange of information between citizens. We no longer have that. This is a dark moment.
So Tucker Carlson last night covering this censorship as it was happening in real time, because in the middle of Tucker Carlson's show last night, in the 7 o'clock hour here locally, Jack Dorsey came out and tweeted, like, wow, we really blew that one. And then today they were censoring stuff again. What's the deal? Short memories? I guess we do have short memories. Well, I wanted to get Jack Posobiec on here with us because Jack, a friend of mine, a very prominent voice on Twitter, he's got over a million followers there. Jack, your influence on Twitter is very significant. And yesterday you dared cross the cardinal sin of tweeting out something from the New York Post regarding Hunter Biden. You got locked out. What was it like to get censored once again from Twitter? Jack, are you there?
It was absolutely...
There you go.
Absolutely crazy there. So I didn't hear the thing click on. The idea that we've got a social media regime in this country that has decided that they are the arbiters of truth. They decide what information we can see and we can't see only a few days before the election. And now I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not, because this is something that many of us have been saying since day one. Donald Trump won because of social media, and so the social media companies decided to work to make sure it didn't happen again.
So what was such a big deal about the New York Post story regarding Hunter Biden? Because the way the reports are coming out, suggesting that he was selling his connection to his father, who was the vice president at the time, to make connections with people in Ukraine. Today we find out to make connections with people in China as well, using his influence with his relationship with his father, who was the vice president of the United States. This is put out there. It's based on emails. I've got people who are following our live chat here on Facebook and YouTube saying this is based on nothing. There's no factual information here. The reason people are pushing it to the side is because it's fake news. That's why the mainstream media outlets aren't covering it, and Fox only is covering it. I mean, is this real? And were you actually just sharing something that somebody had suggested could be true? Or is there some basis to the accusations that are out there?
Well, it's certainly been verified that this laptop did come from Hunter Biden, and this and the emails that were obtained on it were his own. That's been verified, as well as text messages that are also now starting to come out. But unfortunately, they're dealing with this the same way they dealt with WikiLeaks back in 2016. And they're trying to use you hear the same type of false arguments that, Hunter Biden didn't authorize the release of these, so you shouldn't look at them. Well, I mean, that's certainly not the same. You think of the Pentagon Papers, or
it's quite a lot of deference to Hunter Biden.
Snowden, or the NSA, or even Donald Trump's tax records, the New York Times just reported and released. They were also obviously not authorized by Donald Trump, and yet it was released. And under the First Amendment, our country has decided that journalists can report on this information when it is in the public interest. To move that on to the next level, the issue is that Joe Biden, at the debate, at that first debate he was at, essentially, it looks like he lied to the American people when he was questioned about all of this. When Donald Trump brought up Hunter Biden and his business interests, which were certainly a conflict of interest with his position, not only as vice president, but was also the head of Barack Obama's policy team on Ukraine. Joe Biden, of course, has said this numerous times. We have him on camera bragging about his work there. It was a clear conflict of interest. I mean, paying this guy $50,000 a month, and I don't think he knows very much about Ukrainian gas interests. It's clearly for influence on his father's office. The reason being, though, that Joe Biden lied at the first debate, right? That's number one. Number two is that this represents essentially a national security risk should Joe Biden return back to the White House, right? Regardless of whether or not you necessarily want to look at these emails or not, this is, again, the same type of pay-for-play that's going on. There's also a lot of lewd material out there, apparently, on the vice president's son. This is all information. Look, if Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and some guy at a repair shop can get their hands on it, I assure you that the intelligence agencies of Russia, of China, of Iran can also get their hands on it. That means leverage on a potential president of the United States, which, by the way, is what they told us that the Russians were doing to Donald Trump, but turned out to be a lie.
It's true.
Jack, do you personally have any doubts about the veracity, the truth of this Biden corruption story as we know it from the New York Post?
I really don't. Actually, I know the reporter who was on it. We've done some work together. This is someone who's absolutely top notch. Someone who had never put her name on something that wasn't completely true. And then secondly, this is an institution in the United States. New York Post goes back to 1801. It was founded by Alexander Hamilton. They are not going to put their reputation on the line, and they're certainly not going to give themselves the massive legal liability, right, the indemnity that could come if they were reporting stuff that was completely false. They would be sued into oblivion.
Yeah. We're speaking with Jack Posobiec. He's a host on ONN, and your network's certainly getting a lot of love from the president these days, pushing back against some of the other media outlets that he doesn't feel are being very fair to him. Curious, first let me ask you this. We're talking a lot about what is happening in the wake of this story. But we haven't really talked specifically about what the story itself entails. The New York Post released this very significant bombshell of a story about how Hunter Biden was put in some very prominent places with some foreign countries and some very big companies, the relationship there, that somehow or another used the influence that he had in those companies with those countries to connect those countries with Joe Biden, who was the vice president. That was supposed to be the story. And then social media comes out and starts suppressing this information from being out. It became an even bigger story right now, so much so that the conversation around the Hunter Biden stuff is almost trumped by the censorship. Do you think people are possibly missing a little bit of the meat of what was actually originally reported by the New York Post because A, of the censorship, and B, we're not seeing many other media outlets pick this up and, you know, do what journalists are supposed to do and get to the bottom of it?
Well, I do think, and to be frank, you know, just objectively speaking, the stuff on Hunter Biden has been out for a long time. This is certainly more information, but I do think that reporting on his corruption has certainly been done by One American News for years at this point, and other outlets, even Politico, New York Times, people have covered his business dealings overseas and in Eastern Europe and China, even at the time that it was going on in 2014, 2015. But what I really do think makes it so much more relevant to even some of those independents, those moderates that you were just talking about, is this idea that social media, like, Americans love fairness, right? When we're watching a sports event, we're watching football, we're watching baseball, we get so mad when we think that the referees or the umpires are getting involved in the game, right? We want fairness. We want the same rules applied to everyone. And when it seems like these social media companies, which do not have a check and balance, right? They do not have anyone that has oversight of them, any regulation of these companies that have grown so incredibly powerful and personal into our lives in the United States in the 21st century that they can decide unilaterally, right? And it's amazing how it's a unilateral decision and yet they all abide by it at the same time. That they can decide basically how to swing an election. I think that's very un-American, and I think, quite frankly, it's something that the American people are not going to sit well with.
Jack Posobiec on the phone with us, host at OAN. Jack, if Trump were to win again, do you think this is a top issue that he's going to deal with? I mean, are we talking about the FCC finally getting involved with some of these social media platforms?
Yeah, so FCC Chairman Ajit Pai just about 30 minutes ago tweeted out that he is going to be issuing a ruling on Section 230. This is the immunity for social media platforms regarding lawsuits. I think that's a good first step. However, eventually, I think what we need is that they need to be declared as public utilities the same way any other telecommunications company would be.
Jack, I want to shift gears a little bit here because I confess I'm one of these people who has texted you and been like, so what's going to happen? I'm thinking about November 3rd and I'm not feeling super confident. Granted, that was right after the president had COVID and he had been off the grid for a while. This president seems to have come back from where I sit watching my TV screen to come back twice as energized as he was at any of the other rallies. And I want to ask you that because, A, you've been there at this rally today. You just left the rally in North Carolina, and you've been to other ones as well. Your vibe going into the November election, what you've seen with your own eyes and experienced on the ground there in those rallies, tell us about the things that we don't get to see from the other side of the cameralands.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, the energy on the ground is absolutely palpable. I do think that he's on his comeback right now. And honestly, when he's up there, it feels like he's got his fastball back. I was there in 2016 at a number of the rallies. That is the kind of energy level you're starting to see, because there's something about Donald Trump, just personally in his psyche, where I noticed that he's much more of a counterpuncher. He's much more of someone who he fights back when he gets backed into the corner, right? When it seems like the chips are down, that's when he strikes. And so it takes a lot to get him into that groove, but I think that he has found it. And now that he's fighting back in such a way, he really does feel like it's him against the world. And in a strange way, psychologists can maybe ask about this more, but he seems to actually feed off of that. He seems to love when the whole world is out to get him.
Are the hits the same as they were in 2016 when the president is out there talking about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or, you know, the wall or the Affordable Care Act or Amy Coney Barrett? Is there anything in your experience that you're like, that's it, that's the winner, that's what these voters care about?
I tell you what, you know, we just had one here in, I was thinking that very same question at the rally just now, and one of the biggest pops, and really the wall, because so much of it has already been constructed, and the idea has already been sold and obviously was accepted by the American people, it doesn't hit as much. But one thing, but we do hear chance of build that wall. But the other thing that we really did hear was that people chanting about getting the lockdown off in North Carolina. He mentioned that. North Carolina, of course, has a Democrat governor that is locked down right now. People, you know, talking about going to South Carolina, going to Georgia to get stuff done.
That's relatable.
But that was a massive, massive cheer from the crowd, the idea of economic recovery. And he's mentioned it at a couple of these rallies, but the idea of doing a direct stimulus check, again, putting another $1,200 into people's pockets directly to the families, no business carve-outs, any of that stuff, that's also something I'm hearing from a lot of Trump supporters.
Okay.
Jack, you were just at his rally. What would you say is the main message that he's trying to convey right now between now and Election Day, or does he have one? Is he just typical Trump where he's hitting everything?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to his 2016 message, and I have heard some signals from the campaign that they are looking to revive some of the 2016 framing in terms of how people look at the race. He's talked about how Joe Biden has been in politics for 47 years, but I think the additional frame that he's now adding on is that even after 4 years as president, he's still very much a political outsider. He's not part of the system. He's not part of D.C. He's not part of that sort of establishment, Acela corridor, bicoastal, you know, class of people. And by framing it that way, you look at not just an election of one individual, but, you know, a movement of sort of the people in the middle of the country going up against the system, the machine, as it were.
Well, Jack Posobiec, you are a fantastic follow on Twitter. You have said that there is people need to keep paying attention because this Hunter Biden, this isn't the full story yet. There's more to come. People need to be paying attention.
Yeah, there's some information that I've been given that I'm not authorized to talk about yet. And I know that sounds a little cloak and dagger, but so be it. But there's a lot more that's going to be dropping on this. I mean, if you think that it's only a couple more articles that are coming, if you think it's just a few more emails, you have no idea. There's so much more coming on this thing.
Jack, I've got your number. We will be calling you back. You tell me when you can spill those beans, and we would love to have you back here. Always a great opportunity to have you on the show. Thank you for squeezing us in your schedule. Jack, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yep. Bye-bye. Jack Posobiec, host at One America News Network. Like I said, his Twitter following is massive. He's got over 1 million people following him, and he is everywhere. He is hustling, and he has been on the ground with Antifa. He has been on the ground at protests. He has been on the ground at these rallies. He shows up, he sees things with his own eyes, and he reports them. And I'm grateful that he gives us the time of day to come on and talk about that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's wrap this thing up with a pretty little bow and hand it off to the Dave Glover Show. They've got a big show coming up tomorrow. You're going to want to make sure, obviously, you're tuning in every day, but tomorrow is the big 20th anniversary of the Dave Glover Show, and there will be lots of fanfare about that, as there should be. So stick around. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So this is weird. In the news, if I'm totally not shocked, but I'm shocked that it's actually being reported. Tip to the hat to Brad, who alerted us to this on our YouTube live page. C-SPAN suspends Steve Scully after he admits to lying about Twitter hack. Scully was supposed to moderate the second debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but that debate never happened. He's a liar. C-SPAN is suspended. This is from Tampa Bay's local news channel. It's the first one that came up as I was searching here. C-SPAN has suspended its political editor, Steve Scully, indefinitely after he admitting to lying about having his Twitter account hacked a week ago when Scully was questioned about a message he had sent to former Trump aide Anthony Scaramucci seeking advice. Scully claimed that someone had gotten into his account and sent it. Yeah, it was him, doofus. But he admitted, I added that, he admitted this week to his bosses that he had lied, feeling the pressure. Oh my gosh, it's Trump's fault. Feeling the pressure of attacks from President Donald Trump. Yeah, justified attacks because you were blatantly being biased in your Twitter account and being a liar. The worst part about this is, in my opinion, is that he's dishonest and he shouldn't be moderating debates if he's dishonest. Scully was supposed to moderate the second debate between Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, which had been scheduled for Thursday but was canceled. C-SPAN said it hoped to bring Scully back after some distance from the episode. Wowzer, right? Isn't that crazy?
Well, I lied, but it was because of Trump. But I'm objective. I should have it all.
And he doesn't know how to use Twitter. He was trying to send the mooch a private message.
Yes.
Just add him.
Scaramucci.
Ooh, it's been a while since I've been able to use that one.
Yeah, it has.
How's Randy Quaid doing these days?
There was some Randy Quaid news the other day. I don't remember what it was, but it was something surprising. Let me look that up.
There was some Randy Quaid news yesterday. Man, if you didn't know why you should listen to the Annie Fry Show, there you have it right now.
He popped up in something. I went, hey, there's our buddy.
Let's Carl, see. Have you checked out Randy Quaid's Twitter?
Yeah, I've seen him before. The last thing I can find is something from August. Trump is freeing us from from four things, and then he lists them.
He tweeted today, in years to come, the New York Post URL will become the poster for the Dems' loss. Biden's son Beau's dying wish was for his father to become president, but his other son killed his chances. Yo.
Wow.
Randy Quaid, here's another follow on Twitter. It's a feisty follow. Kirstie Alley. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
She's good.
She is.
Crazy.
Straight to the point. I mean, I feel like Kirstie Alley and Donald Trump could cause a nuclear reaction if they were in a conversation together because they have very little filter. They have a way of saying what a lot of people are thinking, but with an extra ounce of bluntness and directness that is so jarring in today's day and age. You know, like nobody speaks direct. You can't say anything without feeling like you're going to say it wrong. Amy Coney Barrett said sexual preference this week and got lit up for it for being the world's worst homophobe. And then we found out like Joe Biden said it 8,000 times and RPG just said it recently. And there are a lot of people saying sexual preference, and chances are when they're saying sexual preference, they have no hate or malice in their heart. And if you're having, again, going back to something I said earlier, if you're having a conversation about the sexual preference thing, that the actual reality that the dictionary changed its definition to subsidize what the leftist Democrats on the Senate judiciary were trying to prove, that somehow or another preference in the term of sexual preference is assuming, or presuming, I should say, some sort of choice in the matter, that it should be sexual orientation because you were born that way. And if you are to suggest otherwise, then you're full of hate. Well, the dictionary changed its definition to reflect that. That's insanity. If you're having a conversation with somebody who you love and it's important to them that one of those words is used instead of the other, if you love them more than you love your position on that issue, you might consider doing them the grace of saying things that doesn't, that causes them less anxiety. Every conversation that we have in this world, when we're talking with people we love, should not involve a hill and a flag that at the end it's yours or theirs. I said this earlier. If you have one person in your life right now that might not vote or that is disgusted by the whole process, we're all disgusted. That's probably the most unifying thing that exists out there. The way that people have been treated during this election, the way Donald Trump was treated going into the election, the things that Donald Trump said during the campaign, it's all gross. It's all disgusting. Nobody's pretending as if it's, well, I'm not pretending. We're not pretending here. If you have somebody in your life who is turned off by all of this and is not paying attention to it, see if you can have an honest conversation with them. And I said this earlier, and I'm saying it again. It has to start with a love for that person, not for your politics. We are so absent from caring about one another. We're so dedicated to the idea that we are right and other people are wrong. And I fall prey to this, and I know that other people have as well. Be the first person to actually show some human compassion in a political conversation. You might win. You might lose, but if you don't have that relationship at the end of the conversation, then everyone loses. Ryan, do you have people in your life right now that have sworn off the whole thing, or is everybody pretty engaged?
I would say the majority of people do that. And maybe that's just my family and some of my friends, but everybody really tries to avoid politics. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. It's weird because, you know, we're publicly conservative. So people will privately come to me and say, hey, I really think this, but
I
they're
really
doing
like
it.
Ryan Wiggins, don't tell anybody.
Yes. Hey, you know what?
It's really weird that they whisper it to you.
That's odd. Thanks for telling me, but quietly? But they will.
I really like you more than Annie.
I don't tell you about
those.
I like
Katie more than both of you.
Yeah. Everybody likes Katie more
We know.
Than
we get it. We understand. That's why she's here. Sorry, Carl. Here. You're doing a fantastic job stepping
Thank
in.
You.
It's
you're
really
just
weird
as
when
cute
people
as
go, I really like Carl way more than you guys. He makes the show. Like, he's not on the show more than once every other month.
Yeah.
I know. Now, it's telling when people will come to you and tell you their political opinions, and especially when they agree with you. I mean, I'm open to people who don't agree, but most of them do. And they're only doing it in private because they don't want to. Nobody wants to be disliked. That's what it comes down to. And that's okay.
If it's a silent majority, if that actually exists, if we actually are living in a world where Donald Trump's going to win this election, I am aware that he didn't win the majority of the vote in 2016. I am also aware that Bill Clinton won two elections and he won with 43% of the vote as well. So it's happened before. Donald Trump isn't the only president that didn't have a plurality of voters and still get elected. But when you are thinking about being isolated or ostracized because of what you believe politically, you are in essence keeping quiet. And what is still persisting is the loudness of what people are accusing you of. And if people are accusing you of bad things because your support for a specific candidate indicates that, and they're wrong, sometimes you have to hope that somebody else will step up and say something to dispel that. You don't have to counteract that message with some hateful remark about the other side, because you won't win that way. But if you have the luxury of being able to dispel that myth that somehow or another support for this president makes you some sort of ist or phobe. If you have the luxury of standing up and saying that, you will make the case for the next person who doesn't have the luxury of doing that easier for them to do the same thing. It's a difficult thing, and I know that there are many people who would just rather keep their mouth shut. I bet you there's somebody in your life. I bet you there's one or two people in your life that would listen to you because they love you more than they love being right.
It says a lot when these celebrities come out with libertarian or conservative positions, because they really are reliant on the Hollywood system for their paychecks. And then once they do come out, they're done. I mean, there are no conservatives that we can list on Twitter right now, Kirstie Alley's one of them, who are currently working on anything. It's like they all will come out once they know that they're like, I'm not really getting hired anyway, so might as well. Adam Baldwin's one of the few who I think is still working, who is conservative and openly so. But for the most part, there's a little cottage industry that includes Christy Swanson and Dean Cain, and that's about it.
John Voight.
John Voight's another
one.
He's
on Ray Donovan.
Yeah,
he still has business. Not many people have business right now, but I mean, it's kind of an everybody to your corner situation. All I'm saying here, folks, is that if you have that, I'm not telling you to go, you know, put the Trump flag out on your house and walk around Walmart with your MAGA hat and say, "Can I talk to you about Donald Trump?" That's not going to help you. Maybe Walmart might be the place to do that. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. What I am saying is, if there is somebody in your life that's willing to listen to you and you think that they are a free agent, a political free agent, consider talking to him about it. Don't talk to him about it on November 4th. Don't bring this up and ruin your relationship because you had something to say after the fact. Talk to him now and broach the subject. And if it goes south, then I don't know what else there is. Talk about the Masked Singer or something. Ask him why it is that Nick Cannon can still host shows after he said he's for black supremacy.
Good question.
Bring that up and lighten the mood. It's a weird world.
I love being in those conversations where people will throw out little keywords just to see, like, boy, it really stinks at what they're doing to businesses these days, huh? And they're just waiting to see, like, any other conservatives? I don't want to say I am.
Where are you going
to
go with that? Yeah. Well, thanks for listening today. It's been another long day, and the hearings have wrapped up, and there's going to be a vote in a couple of weeks, and we will continue to cover it. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Katie. Carl, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You've made this a pleasure, smooth as can be, and we're always grateful to have you in here. Stick around. The Dave Glover Show is going to be coming up next. You're not going to want to miss it. You can catch our podcast at radio.com, and make sure you subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Just go on YouTube, find Annie Fry, subscribe. See you guys tomorrow. DGS up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.